Chapter 4. Mankind inquires of the woman. Dear maiden of grace and beauty, we can feel the purity of your peace, and have watched many gather around your mind like a flock to witness your singularly directed purpose. This flock you attract is centered, pure, clean, and doubly productive. They do not seem to be able to fail. They hear the beautiful spirit-born message flowing from your lips, and they watch, transfixed by your beauty. Every idea that you share has a dual purpose: to provide sweet sustenance for us now, and to propagate abundant seeds of original thought for future generations. Every loving thought is defended by the facts, gracious grace defended by an arsenal of truth. Behold the two witnesses delivering the word as a dual pastor. Until we understand both the milk and the meat of your message, until the day breaks and earth's shadows flee away, we need to strive to keep the high moral ground. Dear woman, we can see that you already understand, for your comprehension of love is without spot. Come to us, bring your shining poetry, and let us sing praise together, so that it may be heard in our land and be our strong defense. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. We have become captive, my sister, my spouse, by your piercing singular focus, and am overcome by your radiance. True womanhood is better than any earthly resemblance or approximation. There really is no comparison. However resplendent spiritual sense has made you the most desirable woman on earth. But from our vantage point, there seems to be a wall of separation between us, like a shell that must be broken. You have access to the motherlode, a spiritual Garden of Eden, where all God's creation presents itself for our use and enjoyment. Why are you unavailable to us? We can see that you have the fountain of living water. Give it to us. Womanhood responds. Take it. I will say to the north, give up your stubborn resistance to my love. And to the south, come, do not be discouraged. Bring your prodigal sons from far, and your daughters from everywhere. Love's rivers are flowing out, encompassing the earth. This is your garden. Wake up to here and now.